And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 Studios with Mr. Robbie Gant from Shimano. Hey, we're counting the days before Fred Hall and the big introduction that Shimano will be doing. And we're going to be talking a lot more about different Shimano products and other fishing information. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Walk down the docks these days and guys are eager to show off their expensive new coolers. Makes me wonder what the world's coming to if a guy can spend $500 on a cooler. Oh well, what do I know? I know this. Those new coolers are a heck of a lot better than the old coolers I used to trot around. In fact, that's what got Paul Cabellin at Engel USA thinking about a better cooler in the first place. His Engel coolers were designed with 2 inches of insulation and a tight-fitting seal to keep things ice cold for up to 10 days. He introduced an integrated hinge so the lid wouldn't break off, durable latches with stainless hardware, and ergonomic handles. Most of all, he priced his gear fairly so a guy could count on getting his money's worth. If you need a new cooler, take a look at Engel Cooler before you buy anything else. It's the original. It's built to last. And when it comes to performance, you can count on ice lasting longer and your catch staying colder than anything you've ever tried before.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. tournament. The new Trax 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Trax 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall Shows and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Trax, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a cool day today. What a fun show is going
to
be.
Yeah, indeed. As tradition holds, prior to Fred Hall, we always like to talk about Shimano products and get our man, Robbie Gant, in the show. Good morning,
Good morning.
Great to have you. Yeah, the countdown begins a week from Wednesday. The show in Long Beach opens, and it's a big show for Shimano, right?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's months and months of planning and preparation and making sure we have, everything lined up basically to make it perfect. And this year we actually moved our booth, too, which made it even more difficult on us. So we're not in the same spot as we used to be. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show. Looking forward to it.
And where are you going to be?
You know, we're actually on the same aisle as Fisherman's Landing Tackle now, kind of by Bob Sands, Angler's Choices, kind of across from us, so down whatever aisle that is.
Yeah.
So more in that zone. So
that zone over
there.
All right. That's going to be cool. Still a big booth with lots of product and such?
Yeah, we've got a 30 by 30-foot booth, and then right across from us we'll have a PowerPro booth, and then right around the corner I've got 20 more feet for our reel service guys to,
right,
you know, fix all the reels for the people that are there, and or more education on how to fix your own reel. But, yeah.
So the reel service guys will be there.
Yeah, we'll have, I believe, four different seminars per day.
That's awesome.
So you can swing by the booth and you can see the different times. But we have four reel technicians there and basically do a one-on-one tutorial on, you know, how to clean and service your own reel.
So they're not going to service reels for people. They're going to show you how to service your own.
Yeah, yeah, because it's more of an education. We want people to learn and understand and you know, properly how to maintain your reel and everything else. So they'll take it all apart right there in front of you, you know, show you, you know, how to fix it. We have a bunch of parts there. So if you've got a bad bearing, if you've got a gear that needs to be changed out, you know, they'll give you all the parts. It's all free.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, there's a reel technician there to
make
sure that you don't have extra parts when your reel's all back together.
It's my style.
Yeah, right.
Sweet.
The star drag doesn't click anymore, but I'll call it good.
Yeah.
so you bring your Shimano reels to the show.
Yes.
And then you can learn actually how to fix it yourself at home.
Absolutely.
Service it, lube it.
Yeah. So it'll be 100% perfect when you walk out of there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then there's another big thing happening at the Shimano booth. It's some introduction of some new reel, right?
Yes. the highly anticipated Trax 3 and 400. We'll be there not only on display, but for sale. We finally did get our first shipment of those in.
Sweet.
And so we're starting to ship those out here next week to all the participating dealers. And so you can come by the booth. We can tell you all about it and see it. As a matter of fact, we'll have at the casting pond outside, you know, we've always had that little section.
Right.
So we'll have,
cool.
All the reels outside for you to actually go out and cast and feel and see what the performance is all about. And then you actually walk away. If you go down there and make a few casts and listen to my guy's little spiel, we're going to give you like a Trax buff or something like that.
That's
you come back to the booth. So it's we're going all out this year on the Trax. We're really excited.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. This is the first time Ricky and I have seen the 400. You brought the 400 into the studio this morning, and there's two different models you brought in. Very impressive. And both Ricky and I made the same comment. And what was that?
I'm stoked at how much smaller it was than I anticipated. And the spool is still big and in, I don't know, whatever you call it, new school Shimano fashion, big spool built around as little frame as you can. So the line capacity is still clearly way up there, but I mean, such a small reel. I love
fits in the palm of your
hand. I love the Trax 500 for sure. I don't have any issues with it whatsoever. But you know, working in the tackle store, one thing I hear from people is, "Oh, it didn't fit in my hand." You will not believe the Trax 400 feels like a bass reel, but has the capacity clearly much greater than that. It's awesome. I was really surprised at how well it fits in your hand.
The engineering is amazing on it, as usual with Shimano. They really went.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I got to fish it, you know, this past summer and fall. I didn't catch anything, you know, really big. I don't, you know, some bass and some yellows and stuff, but it is an incredible reel.
So explain the two different
styles of reel that the Tranq's 400 and 500, or 400 and 300.
Yeah, we have, basically it's two different gear ratios. We have an HG, which is, you know, our high gear, which is a 7.6 gear ratio.
Ooh, that's nice.
And then that comes with a bigger power handle, so a single handle, like, you know, this ball shape to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the regular gear ratio, which is the 5.8, which has your standard double paddle handle. So both the 3 and 400 offer the HG and then the regular. And then also, which is kind of cool, is they're coming in left hand. So all the left-handed guys that are out there, these will be available in both right and lefties.
Wow. That power handle is truly a power handle, man. That thing is...
Yeah, mega torque.
Grip.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So how do you decide which one to get? Because I look at both of them and it's like, I want them both.
Well, I think if you're, you know, more of like the hardcore calico bass guy, I think the 300 is probably still going to be the reel to own. If you're doing more offshore stuff, you know, we had tunas last year, that yellowfin that came in, that first batch of that bluefin that was catchable size, you know, that 40 to 60 pounder type stuff, you know, then the 400 I think will have some play there. So I think it really depends on, you know, the style of fishing that you're going to do will dictate which size reel you need.
Sure. What about the speed? What about the lower
from the gear ratio, the different
the
gear ratios?
400 versus the HG, which is the high gear.
Well, the high gear, I think, is going to be the more popular reel because guys always just assume that they have to wind faster. But I think it really comes down to, you know, the baits that you're throwing. So if you're throwing, you know, just your general swim baits, you know, that slower gear ratio to me, I still think is going to be better. If you're throwing like topwater baits or jerk baits or something, and I think that faster gear ratio is going to better, right? So you make your cast, you got all that slack line, you know, the quicker you can wind up that slack to get your bait, you know, doing its thing, that high gear ratio is going to come in handy.
That's the thing, that the quote-unquote slower of the two is still a 5.8. You know, we're talking almost a 6-to-1. You know, the quote-unquote slower gear ratio by no means is slow, but in comparison to 7.5, well, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
you're still cooking in a bunch of line. It's fast.
Now, the 400, what's the capacity on that? What can you put on there?
You know, of like 275 yards, a 50-pound Power Pro. Regular Power Pro. So if you use Max Quattro, you know, to 20% more.
Whew.
So it's got plenty of line.
Is that what you'd recommend, 50-pound?
I think so. You know, again, but if you're calico bass fishing and you don't need the line capacity, you know, and you're fishing, you know, the rocks and kelps and all that stuff, I would go 65 or even 80.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to be a big seller. So,
yeah, it really is.
It's going to be one of those deals where the dealers that are going to have a limited supply at first, right?
Yeah. So if you're wanting to get a Tranq's at the Fred Hall show, I recommend getting there on Wednesday. We don't have piles of them there at the show like I wish that I had. So Wednesday for sure, you can get your hands on one. You know, every dealer that's going to be at the show will pretty much have some reels there for sale. Yeah, you got to get there on Wednesday. I don't think we're going to have enough supply to last through Friday. I think come Saturday, people are going to be getting rain checks.
Mm-hmm. And when do you anticipate the big supply to come to where the dealers are going to have them after the shows?
Well, we get a shipment of reels every month. And actually, it's kind of an interesting story, you know, because we always get a lot of dealers get upset that we don't have enough reels at the beginning of an introduction to fulfill all the demand out there. But we do that on purpose for QC reasons, right? Shimano is probably one of the best in the industry to making sure that the reels are absolutely perfect when we introduce them. So when we come out with these small lot sizes, we can maintain QC at a much higher level. And if there is a glitch, mm-hmm. per se, like within the reel, there's only so many reels on the market where we can make sure that those customers are taken care of really, really fast versus if we came in, we sold 10,000 reels in the market, and we found that there's a bad bearing or whatever it may be,
sure.
Trying to service 10,000 guys, you know, to make them happy is pretty much impossible. Not that I don't recall in the 15 years that I've been at Shimano ever having that glitch, but it's just one of those really cool pieces of Shimano to make sure that they're always looking after the customer and making sure that they're delivering, you know, the best product.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
So what else is going to happen at the show? You've got the great service guys, four guys teaching you how to service your own reel, bring your own reel. You've got the great booth showing off all the product. Power Pro, the guys teaching you knots and such like that.
Yeah, we will have the full Power Pro booth there. So, you know, swing on by there. We'll show you all the knots, you know, Holloway's you know, come in. We'll show you how to serve and make leaders and all that stuff. So, yeah, we're all about, you know, education and making people, you know, ultimately just better anglers and, awesome. And be more comfortable when they're out there on the water.
And Max Quattro, if you haven't experienced Max Quattro, I love that stuff.
It's I love it. I've converted almost everything. By this year, actually, I'll convert everything because I'll get my hands on more Max Quattro. The only reason why I haven't converted everything over is I haven't had the money to buy enough. But, yeah, it's just having that extra capacity. Just having that in the back of your mind that I've got that much more line on my reel, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Now, one question I have about Max Quattro, 20% thinner. Now, when you're talking about long range fishing, and they're always talking about diameter is so important. Like we talk about using Seaguar Fleur Premier and Seaguar Blue Label. Seaguar Fleur Premier is smaller diameter. But you want to bump up a size when you're fishing cows and bigger fish and such like that. Is that a factor when it comes to Spectra lines like Power Pro Max Quattro, or that's just not? It's just a different deal.
Well, I guess it depends on the kind of like the fishery that you're doing. So the cool thing with Max Quattro is you can maintain the same line capacity and bump up a size. Mm-hmm. So you can go from 50. And then go to 65 and still have that same, you know, capacity. Or you can use, you know, 50 pound and get 20% more.
More.
So, you know, the story that I always tell guys is, you know, especially at the show, everybody wants to tell you they got dumped. You know, I hooked a fish and it just smoked me.
Yeah.
And I got spooled. Well, having 20% more line, you've got now 20%, I guess, greater chance of actually turning that fish around.
Sure.
So I guess it depends almost on the fishery.
The application.
The application.
That's a hard question.
And think about Guadalupe. You know, Guadalupe, when you're right now, Pete, you know this for sure. Do I want to fish my TAC 16, which is a little smaller, a little more comfortable in my hand, spool weighs less, going to fish a bait a little better? Or do I want to fish my TAC 20, which is a bigger, I got more stronger guts, but it's a little bigger reel? And then how am I going to put line on those things? You know, you're 16, you know, for Guadalupe-sized fish, you'd love to have, you know, your 80 pound line, but you're not getting nearly as much as your 65. Well, now you can fish 80, have the same line capacity as 65. Same with that TAC 20, where, you know, man, I really want to fish 100 pound as my backing because I'm fishing heavy top shot, I'm fishing heavy line, but I don't get as much 100 as I'd like. Well, now you can fish 100, get the same line capacity you can when you're fishing 80. It's just, for big fish fishing, that Max Quattro makes so much sense for what we do.
And you're not concerned about abrasion resistance because that's not what Spectra or Power Pro is all about. It's the abrasion comes in with your top shot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
and that's the thing too, like fishing the 500, for big fish, like we did last year, right?
Yes.
With the popper fish,
big
blue fish. You put Max Quattro on there. You put 80 pound Max Quattro on there. You can get that much more on there.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And even like last year with the Tranks, I was still using 65. I was just using a heavier leader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it, 65 pound line.
Yeah, you're not.
You can only pull so much drag anyways.
Exactly.
So why not have just even that much more, you know, capacity just in case you hooked, you know, Ricky's Jumbo 212 or whatever it was, you know, and just having that extra line to you know, to make it happen. You just can't pull that hard, you know. That's always
especially with the gear that it takes to fish a popper. Like, you're fishing an 8-foot rod or something. You know, that's the thing. Like if you're sitting in a chair with this, that, you know, that's one thing. But when you're standing on the deck of your skiff with the rod that it takes to cast a popper, you just can't apply that kind of pressure. You can't. I mean,
no,
you'd love to be able to, but it's
absolutely
not a thing.
Yeah, unless you're fully, you know, locked in, mm-hmm. but we don't do that on our small boats, and they don't really do that anymore even on long-range boats, right? I mean, it's all about, like, rail fishing, but there's no rails on a skiff.
Yeah.
Speaking of rails, I know one of your last duties before you changed positions at Shimano, you were the rod designer, was designing that rail rod, the Therese rail rod. Man, you did it right. That thing is so incredible.
Yeah, we spent a lot. Well, Ricky and Doug helped me out tremendously with building that, and it was you know, a couple samples kind of back and forth with my factories, and this is kind of what we needed to be, and it turned out so much better, I think, than I thought.
Total, all of us.
I mean,
yeah.
Just the sheer weight.
The weight, yes.
It's ridiculous.
You look at some of the rail rods and how heavy they are. It's like, I don't want to hold that all day,
it
right?
Was,
yes.
Yeah.
Multiple things came together which never come together. It ended up being a little bit lighter and a little bit longer, which is always the things that you want. But to get that, it always cut. So that rail rod is a little bit lighter, it's a little bit longer, and it's a little bit stronger, and it's lesser expensive than a lot of its competition out there. Those are the things that never come together. Like, you can get a bitchin' lighter, longer, stronger rod, but what you're gonna pay for?
Yeah, right.
And it's not. I mean, it is right in there and less than most of the competition. I love it. 72 XH and double XH. I love those things.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
If you haven't checked them out, I'm sure you'll have them at the show.
Yes.
Test it out.
Absolutely.
It's an impressive rod. I am just blown away at how well that came out.
Really good.
I mean, why would you use anything else after that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, kind of covering the spectrum for the West Coast, right? We were missing kind of like that big gun rod, and you know, now we've got it.
Got it.
So we're off and running now.
There it is. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding, man. So much to talk about with so much new gear, so much cool stuff, the way that it advances in fishing. And, boy, you talk about the right guy to have in here. Robbie's the guy that certainly does it all from long range to local and travel and everything in between. We're going to have a great show and talking all kinds of fishing. And we're talking the show. Lots of great stuff coming up your way. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, we're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now, basically, there is no trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. You will not want to miss our largest ever eyewear selection from Costa. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has so many styles of Costa sunglasses that you are sure to find the perfect pair. That's Costa and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec,
Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Robbie Gant from Shimano's here. We're talking all the new equipment from Shimano, including the new Tranks 400 and 300.
So gonna be introduced stoked,
here in like 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's around
yeah,
the corner.
At the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, first introduction. First time we've seen them.
Yes.
Ourselves here in the studio. Pretty exciting. And let me tell you, you're going to like it.
I wanted to just
we're gonna like it.
Jump on the Tranks train one more time real quick before we get, because the phones are packed. Everybody's freaked out wanting to talk to Robbie, as am I. I've heard, you know, there's been, you know, how it is, tackle store, rumors, people always talking about. Been a bunch of people saying that the new Tranks 300 is nothing more than a Corrado with a new paint job. And I'm sure that that's not the case. The Tranks 300 is its own new reel, new gearing, new everything. Is that right?
Yeah. Cool. I mean, for everybody out there that's already owns a Tranks 500 mm-hmm. and knows how awesome
yes.
of a machine Power. That is, that's what you're getting now in a 300 and a 400.
That's so cool.
Right. So the Hagane body, you know, the Core Protect, the AGG gearing, you know, all that stuff is all rolled up, you know, into the new smaller Tranks.
Yes.
Explain a Hagane body.
So Hagane is kind of like our technology. You know, Shimano's a master of making metals bend in shapes that it doesn't like to be bent into, but it's incredibly strong. So Hagane is kind of just our term for kind of our gearing technology and spinning. Anything that we do cold forging is what we call Hagane. So it's a cold forged frame versus like a Corrado is not, right? So there's one piece that makes it different from a Corrado to
sure.
a Tranks is a cold forged frame. So it's a tighter, more compact, not more compact. It's a tighter, more tolerance
yeah.
within the reel. So it's not going to, you know, bend or tweak or torque out or anything like that. So it keeps everything in alignment. So therefore you're going to get, you know, a smoother and you're going to get more power out of the reel by having that frame.
Having flex in a reel is a major robber of power and torque and things like that. When the frame stays rigid and it doesn't bend and flex under pressure, you know, where when it does bend and flex under pressure is when you lose all that power that you have. You know, it's why your old school graphite, you know, reels don't have as much power and torque as your aluminum body reels, and flex is one of those
flex
major
is the
reasons.
Key. Yeah. Yeah, and that's
and it'll kill your gears,
because yeah.
when the reel wants to bend out a little bit, right, if those that pinion gear and that main gear get just, I mean, just the smallest piece of off of alignment, right, then it starts to break down and come apart.
That's so why those graphite frames would need service a lot.
Yeah, we used to replace gears like
sure.
you're going out of style
yeah.
20 years ago, and now, you know, you get a reel in, the guy always sends in the piece of paperwork that says, you know, it needs new gears. Well, no, you need to service your bearing, right?
Because yeah,
a lot of people, it's just bearings nowadays, that the only thing that really needs to be replaced in our reels anymore.
I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, literally this happened yesterday at the shop, and he was a guy that got out of fishing, fished a whole bunch back in the day, got out of it, kids, college, the whole nine. I'm getting back into it, and he had old school gears, Newells and old Daiwas and the old, you know, original TLD, you know, things like that. And we, you know, he was talking about service and, you know, and he ended up buying a brand new Talica, and he was talking about, well, I just don't know, these things are so advanced, I don't know if I'm going to know how to service them. And we all started, you know, around the shop asking each other, like, when's the last time, you know, how long was it when you owned your Talica before you got it serviced? And I'm not saying this, you know, a smart man's going to service it maybe after every season, but I've never been accused of being a smart guy. I can't tell you how long I had my Talica 12, and I fish with that reel all the time. It's
You're
like my
to
favorite.
Those?
It was like, I'm not kidding, it's like 3 years of fishing with that thing a couple times, you know, a week. Like, they just, the new reels just don't go bad. They just don't.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever serviced
They just
Talica.
Don't.
I personally, I don't believe I've serviced mine ever.
That's what I'm saying.
And, I mean, once you get off the water, you hit it with some fresh water.
That's it.
As long as you do that, I mean, you're pretty much good to go.
And that's that Hagane stabilized body, the that's
well, I think it's just
EI,
a, it's
EI
a,
treatment helps.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, the EI coating, the Core Protect, you know, so Core Protect is like this piece that we put inside the reel, which basically repels water so it doesn't let the water go in. It kind of makes it bead up and roll off the reel.
Gotcha.
And we put that Core Protect on certain parts of the reel where if you got salt water in there, right, you're shot. Well, this protects those parts. So, therefore, your reel's going to last longer, and therefore, guys like us don't have to service our reels as much as...
I get at that.
I'm awful. Awful.
Yeah.
So, side by side, we were talking about the difference between Corrado and Tranks. We have them right here in the studio, side by side. It's a totally different look, feel, the gearing, the whole thing.
The whole package,
yes. Reel.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Totally, and you'll see it when you go to the show. You'll see the difference. In fact, it might be a good... Kind of, I know they you're not going to have those, but it's like, hey, look at this is the old, this is the new, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think one other thing, too, which I was blown away by is the price.
Yes.
When we got the prices over from Japan, you know, I basically fell out of my chair. I had to call them back, and I was like, is this a typo?
Yeah.
So the 300 size is $279, and the 400 is $299. And I was anticipating that to be $100 more than what it came out
because
to be.
Because 500 is what?
$500.
Yeah, we're living in a world of cool reels. The coolest of cool reels cost $500. That's the world that we live in now. And that's that's what I expected. I figured this thing was going to be $400 is what I figured they're going to be $400 and $450. You know, you have a $300 at $400, you'd have a $400 at $450, you'd have a $500 at $500. That's what I was anticipating. And when I heard it was $279. I was so stoked. And I'm telling you, this is the first time I've got to play with it just this morning. They're bitching. They are
That's
so cool,
high or
man.
Low?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Cool.
Well, we haven't talked about the prize today.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. How cool is that? So, again, not only are we talking all this new gear, all this great information, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win one of the brand new, redesigned, the new style Terramar rods. We're doing a Terramar X80MH, a perfect inshore killer Terramar rod. Again, everything from your bass fishing, throwing swim baits, light line sardine fishing, all the local yellowtail and tuna, just an awesome, awesome rod, a brand new Terramar X80MH rod going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. How cool is that? And then in addition, obviously, Fred Hall Show is around the corner. One lucky caller who gets that rod is also going to get two tickets to the Fred Hall Show on Long Beach. Again, it starts March the 1st. It's going to be through the 5th. It's this Long Beach Convention Center. I can't wait. It's here. Fred Hall Show. Yeah, two tickets to Fred Hall and a brand new Terramar rod. How cool is that?
I want to remind you, too, speaking of Fred Hall, we will be broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency Saturday and Sunday of the show. That's March 4th and 5th. We're going to have a great panel. We'll have Director Bonham from the DFG. We'll have Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. I believe we're going to have Sandro from Wicked Tuna on Saturday.
Cool.
We're going to have the guys from Mammoth Lakes on Sunday. And it's Bart Hall, and, you know, it's always a variety show. So those are going to be great shows. Make a plan to be there. No time change this year, which is great.
So sweet.
That's the following week. And so make a plan to be there in our live audience. We're going to give away a ton of great prizes. So that's going to be Saturday and Sunday of the Fred Hall Show. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. We're going to start it off this morning with John, who's calling us from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, John.
Morning, guys.
What's up, John?
I'm looking forward to going to the Fred Hall Show again. Once again, but my question was to Ronnie, what's the best combo rod and reel from Shimano to fish those 100-pound bluefin that are just around the corner?
Well, there's two outfits that I would probably recommend for bait fishing last year, that Talica 12 was awesome, matched with the Terramar 76XH, which was just the dynamite bait outfit for catching those fish, you know, whether on Tanner or, you know, the 43, what have you. But if you get on that popper fishing, spinning gear is it. It's the way to go. I was using that Twin Power 14,000 with the Osea Plugger 83MH. You can cast it a mile. It's got tons of power. So depending on whether you're bait fishing or you're wanting to popper fish, those would be my two outfits that I would recommend.
The Twin Power is an amazing reel with amazing power for about half the price of a Stella.
Yes. Yeah.
And it has all the power you need to land a big bluefin.
Yeah, and last year was the year, we proved it. I've been trying to get Ricky to fish spinning gear for years, and he kept laughing at me. Still working on it. But the technology has come so far. But when you're out there and you get in those situations where those fish are up and they're foaming, you get one cast.
That's it.
And most guys don't fish as much as Rick to where they can actually cast a conventional reel. So I've seen it 1,000 times where you're in the perfect opportunity and the guy's on the bow and he tries to cast his Trinidad or his Talic or whatever, just backlashes the heck out of it, and he's out of the game.
Yep.
Right. Spinning gear, you ain't got to worry about that. And it has all the power in the world. So when you come tight, you're still comfortable. You know, AFCO makes those straps now to go on spinning rods so you can lock in and pull on them, and it's the way to go.
I'll add one thing to that. Is the one cast part. Is sometimes you only get one cast. Other times you get lucky enough to have multiple casts unless you are fishing that conventional reel, because there are guys that are better at me, but what I could not do is I was fishing my Talica 12 with a popper, and I could make my cast no problem. But what I can't do is look at the fish and look at my popper to make sure my popper is fishing correctly and look and stack line on my reel at the same time. So I can make one cast perfect, no problem. The problem is sweeping that rod, winding slack on your reel, now your Spectra is wound on loose and looped and not the same, and trying to get cast number two off almost never happens.
Right.
And that was the biggest problem on our boat, is like we needed to force ourselves to slow down and not take the initial, like, oh my God, here they are, I got to make the cast. Because if your cast wasn't perfect, you rarely got a second chance. And that is something else that spinning offers you. Say you make your first cast and you missed the mark. You got buck fever and you shot wide and the spot of fish is kind of off to your left 30 feet. You can wind that thing on and fire again without any issues. There's no slack. There's no backlash. There's nothing. You know?
Yeah, and I believe it works the popper more correctly than you can with a conventional reel.
Yeah, I mean, just to Ricky's point, Tranks is the only one that would really work, you know, because it has a level wind to it. But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Trying to wind the line with your fingers on it while you're popping the lure, there's just too much there,
yeah.
Right? And to your point, right, if you stack the line too much on the left side or the right side, or you get a little loop in there, your next cast, you're out. And now you're wasting time.
Exactly.
There's no time, right? You only get one shot. You know, we've all been out there and chased those fish, and I always tell the guys, you know, because I take customers fishing all the time on the boat, and I always run them through kind of a, you know, this is what we're going to get. But you get one shot.
Yes.
So don't screw it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and don't get upset. If you miss the shot, just, we'll try to gyro up some new ones. But, you know, that's just part of the game. But you get one shot, and we caught more fish with spin gear because they were comfortable.
Yeah.
They can cast it.
Hit the mark.
Can cast it further.
Yeah.
You know, to some of those schools of fish at the beginning of the season, or actually the whole season, right, some were really, really boat shy. And you can only get so close to them, and you had to make a bomber cast, and you basically just can't do that with a conventional.
No doubt about it.
The big deal now is Twin Power brought that strength to a price that all of us can afford.
Yep.
I mean, Stella was the reel to have, but not all of us can shell that out. Twin Power costs what a bitchin' conventional reel does. And Pfeiffer was hilarious, I thought, when he was on here, when Pete asked him the question, he's like, well, you tell me, if you're at the tackle store, which reel are you buying? And he's, well, I'm pulling the money out of my pocket, I'm buying a Twin Power. It's so not to say that Stella isn't the best that there is, and clearly it is, but the difference is not huge for the difference in price.
Right, right.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into them? We're going to find out what's biting on the water. It's time to find out what's going on in Baja and mainland Mexico with the Cast Man Richard Castaneda. Today, that Cast Tours report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Good morning, Cast Man.
Cast Man.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are having a good time, I can tell. But, you know, you guys were talking about throwing them the poppers with a conventional reel, man. I don't know. It's tough, like you guys were saying, trying to make it pop and trying to reel with that conventional reel. But, man, you get a spinning outfit, it's easy. You get that thing, that rod just popping that lure off the water there, it's the only way to go. You don't throw poppers. Get a doggone spinning reel.
We've seen it many times in Panama, right, Castman?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you're talking about, you know, when the fish are up and the water's foaming and the fish are jumping, the bait's coming out of the water, and you're getting all excited. You're getting ready to make that one cast, and you just choke.
Buck fever.
It's sad because you miss out on the whole damn thing while you're sitting there trying to get your damn line work done. Anyway, Pete. Put me down for that Terramar rod. I don't need the Fred Hall show back.
You got a booth at Fred Hall. Come on. You can get one there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, we're just a couple of weeks away. We're there, man. It's happening. But I just wanted to mention, gosh, the water has cooled off so much down in the southern tip of Baja. It's down to 71, 72 degrees. And, you know, the striped marlin, which are normally there big time this time of year, are basically non-existent. I mean, they're getting a couple, but that's not normal. And so the water has really, really cooled off. Up in the Sea of Cortez, that Iman Bank is still holding tuna. Seems like it holds it year-round. So it's one of those things, hey, I want to catch tuna. You can go any time of the year, go down out of the San Jose del Cabo area there, make a turn around Punta Gordo, go up the Iman Bank, and you can just about be guaranteed tuna almost year-round there. Tuna up to 50 pounds, and that's about it right now. But it's definitely winter mode right now, but unseasonably cold water. Same thing over in Mazatlan. They have that same cold water. Actually, they're doing a little better on the striped marlin there than they are in Cabo. But you move on down towards Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, now we're hitting that 83, 84-degree water. A little slower this week than the past week, but they are still getting some sales there. They did have a pretty good blue marlin bite on the slow-throw live baits. On the downriggers, they were getting some 200-plus blue marlin there. A few Dorado in the mix, and, of course, along the beaches, man, it's crazy for big jacks, roosters, and, you know, it's like I said, it's just really, really good time of year. But that's the report for this week, guys. Just want to let your listeners know I have one or two spots available for our Christmas Island trip the end of June. It's a great trip. Anybody wants to
awesome
get
trip.
This great fishing destination, that's one of the openings. And then, of course, Pete, we've just set our dates for our El Salto trip for February 2018. That's going to be February 9 to 13. Great time to do some great bass fishing in the Mexico lakes there just north of Mazatlan, and that's available. And, of course, coming with the show coming up, we will have all our group dates at the show to hand out to everybody. Stop by the booth. And otherwise, want to give me a call on any of our trips, or if you want us to create a trip for you, just give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cast Man, great report as always. Sounds like a little cooler water, some great destinations to hit up, and we'll look forward to talking next weekend.
Talk to you then.
Thanks, Cast Man. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your information, more of your great phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Flag to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle
shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedro's Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedro's Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedro's Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. If it's dial or reels you are after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has them all. And when you buy any Daiwa saltwater reel over $100, you'll receive a Daiwa Saltus rod free while supplies last. Let the crew at Fisherman's Landing Tackle help you select the perfect Daiwa reel and get the best price, too. Come visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to be back to tell you about the 71st Annual Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. When I think back over our 71-year-old history, I'm always amazed that that little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2017 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. It is always our goal to entertain you for a full day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family activities. Kids 15 and under are always free. But the Fred Hall Shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. Please come and help us celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and get in free. Presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
Quick that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are packed again. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
They are jam-packed. Dan in Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dan.
A couple questions for Robbie. One of them has been kind of answered. That episode of the fishing at Michael Folk's fishing show, Inside Sport Fishing, when you guys are chasing the bluefin on the San Diego.
Right.
What was the gear, rod, reel, line, jig, bait? What was the go-to setup that day?
That was, let's see, I'm trying to recall. I think that was the Torium 20, a 9-foot medium-heavy Terramar. It was straight 40 mono with, I think, just the standard Taddy 45 blue and white, I believe.
Perfect surface iron sport boat outfit.
Yes, absolutely.
One more question. You guys going to bring back the three-quarter day Shimano on the San Diego with Tuck Hookup trip?
Well, Terramar Tuesday.
Yeah, Terramar Tuesday. Okay. Yes, we will have Terramar Tuesday. I don't have the schedule completed.
Oh, so you will have it?
But we will have it going on this summer. I just got to work everything out with Ryan in the San Diego to get everything going. But, yeah, we will have that for sure. So, you know, keep in touch with Shimano.com or social media stuff. I'm pretty sure we'll do something here.
Let's Talk Hookup.
You know, Let's Talk Hookup will be promoting it and everything. So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that.
We'll put it up on our trips page as well like we did last year. So,
yeah.
We'll keep you informed.
Those are really fun trips. Good opportunity to go on a couple of great boats. I know it was on San Diego and the Liberty. Just cool. Pick very cool boats that do things right and bring a bunch of gear and bring a couple extra people from Shimano to help, you know, talk about stuff. You're going to get to try things before you buy them. There was just extra outfits to be used. You know, if you want to try the top of the line, whatever it was at the time, I'm sure there's going to be some Tranks 400, you know, coming up. It was just a cool opportunity to go fishing and at no extra cost.
Yeah.
We will have Tranks 3 and 400s are will definitely be on the
so
trip.
So cool.
And it's not going to be so much Terramar this kind of year. We're still going to call it Terramar Tuesday, but because I think the spin is such a big deal and more guys need to fish spinning gear, I'm going to add probably a half a dozen, you know, popper outfits to the quiver. And have all that. Some Saragossas, maybe some Estella in there just for guys to play around with.
Fantastic.
So.
Well, we'll keep you informed on when those are going to come, and but book quickly.
Yeah.
They are very popular.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Harold Davis from Davis Boats. Good morning, Harold.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Robbie.
Of course, Harold's got the Captain Morales Kids at Sea hat on today because he is the president of that organization, and want to talk about what Captain Rollo's or formerly called Friends of Rollo is going to be doing at the Fred Hall Show, right, Harold?
Well, one of the things we have going on this year is, again, we have our Tuna Wars 3. This is where we get the captains from the Wicked Tuna program to come out, and we have the Liberty, the Tribute, and the Cortez with Dave Marciano, Paul Heber, and Greg Meyer. And these guys are going to be on the boat. You get a chance to fish with them. And we raise money for the kids' fishing group. This is $1,000 per head. Remember, this is all tax deductible. And it's a day and a half fishing where we actually depart on the 21st of the evening about 7 o'clock and come back on the 23rd. It's really a great opportunity to help the kids go fishing and a lot of fun to be with the guys on the program. And actually, Greg Meyer from the Fishing Frenzy asked if he could come out and be on this because he had actually fished with Rollo and wanted to help continue to promote the kids' fishing program.
And Greg Meyer is part of the North versus South portion of that program, right?
Yes, sir. He has the boat called the Fishing Frenzy.
Yeah, out of, is it North Carolina there? They fish in there? Yeah, I think so, yeah. But also we will be hosting also the Captain Rollo's captain's meeting the day before the trip down at the Bally High, which everybody's invited to come to, right?
Everybody's invited. That should start somewhere, 5 o'clock or so. And that is open to the public whether you go on the trip or not. And that was just a hoot last year.
Yeah. Now, can you buy spots for the trips at the Fred Hall Show coming up?
Yes, you can. They're going to be selling them at the booth.
Okay, very good. Along with a lot of other great stuff, too, right, Harold?
Oh, at the booth, we got a lot of stuff. You can buy half-day tickets, three-quarter-day tickets, bait tickets. You know, it's probably the best buy on the show because all of the stuff's about 50% off.
Yeah.
And it helps, again, the organization take kids fishing.
Every dollar goes to taking kids fishing. That's the whole idea.
And if you guys have, Robbie, if you got a new or used tackle you need to get rid of, we would love to take it. And so if you want to bring it to the show and bring it to the booth, we'll actually use that as donations. There is donation receipts available for those that bring stuff. So we're looking forward to see everybody at the show.
So you can donate your old gear, and then you'll at some point in time, usually a day at the docks or something like that, they sell it and raise money for their kids, right?
Correct.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it. Harold, you're going to be, your smiling face will be hanging out in that booth. I know a lot during the show, and always a pleasure seeing you and having you be a part of guiding this great organization. Friends of Rollo, formerly Friends of Rollo, now called Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. So thanks, Harold.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great show.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Matt, who's calling from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I can't wait for Fred Hall. It won't get here fast enough. Question, Robbie. I have one of the Trez rail rods, the lighter of the two, and I'm wondering if you guys were planning on introducing maybe one just one notch below that. I absolutely love my rail rod. Got to use it at Guadalupe this last year, and it's just a beast of a rod. And I'm just wondering if you guys are looking to put something in a little bit lighter than that.
You know, we're always looking to add, but that particular rod at the moment I don't believe is on the radar, but it's on the radar now.
Yeah.
If it's
Guadalupe special kind of thing.
Yeah, right. I mean, because the fishery has changed and you got to keep up with the current, you know, fishing styles. And if that's what's needed, you know, we'd like to get on board. So
such a cool setup, too. I mean, just that whole deal.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get to Guadalupe this year.
No, for sure, I know.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, hey, well, you put it on the radar for Robbie there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. First time this morning, a line is open at 877-792-1090.
How about next up we talk to Roger. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Roger.
Thank you very much. Good morning, guys. Yeah, I love all my Shimano gear. I was wondering... do you think they might come out with a trank that's two-speed?
Actually, no. And the reason for that is tranks is a star drag, and you can't – well, we haven't figured out yet how to put a two-speed gear into a star drag reel. So two-speeds only come in lever drag. But
oh,
I'm sure
– all lever drag.
Yeah, our smart engineers over there in Japan are probably whittling away as we speak trying to figure that out, but they haven't figured that out just yet.
I mean, obviously, no idea what's on the drawing board. Do you think that's something that we will see one of, you know, 5 years or 10 years? Do you think that's a thing that will happen, or is it just one of those things that they'll make lever drag perform so similar to star drag? Like, this is just an opinion question. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's no answer to it, but
yeah,
you think we'll ever see it?
I would assume so. I mean... God, Shimano's come out with
that's what I mean.
Just
yeah,
incredible stuff.
Everything.
Always. So why wouldn't they?
Yeah, why
you know,
not?
I mean, yeah, I would. Yeah, for sure. I would say it's probably on somebody's, you know, drawing board over there,
totally,
trying to figure out how to do it. It's just trying to figure out, you know, how to do it,
how to make it work.
I make a two-speed Trinidad 20A.
Yeah.
PC.
So but good question there.
Holler.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of which, when you designed those Therese rail rods. And those were designed for long-range fishing here on the West Coast. You worked with the engineers back and forth in Japan saying, here's what we're looking for, and you went back and forth with them, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yep, yep. It all starts with basically a concept, and you kind of just go from there, right? Mm-hmm. So you start off with, I think it needs to be, you know, this long, and it has to have this bend, it has to pull this much pressure, and, you know, so here's the guide train, and here's the guide spacing, and here's the reel seat, and here's the foregrip length. So it's kind of a laundry list on a spec sheet,
yeah,
right? And then you kind of give them a sample start. So take one of our current rods and, you know, add 20% more power here, take some percentage out here, and then they create a sample. And then you get it, and you get, you know, hopefully you get to actually go field test it. And, you know, and then you pick it apart and give it to a few other guys, and they get to pick it apart, and you come together, figure out how to make it better, send that back to the factory. They give you sample set number two, and you kind of just continue down that path until everybody kind of gives it the you know, mark of approval.
What was so cool about the time that that rod was made, it was we had got rail fishing figured out. You know what I mean? Like, at the beginning of it, it was an adaptation of what you already have, and like, okay, well, let's make this rod that we don't normally fish on the rail. Let's see how we can change it to fish the rail a little bit better. And there was an evolution of those, and that second generation Therese rod that we're talking about now, it was after we've got all the things figured out. So we knew, hey man, making this rear grip longer is going to allow you to tuck it under your arm or put it in your waist easier, and you know, we're gonna build a flat section in the foregrip so that when it sits on the rail it doesn't rock back and forth, and we're gonna put another flat section up forward here because this is where your hand goes to hold the line. It got to be the culmination of like, well, now we know how to do it. Let's build a rod that is perfect for all of those things.
And make it lightweight.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was another key there. The other thing, too, with the same with the reels, right? Now, we always think that all the reels are made for the West Coast, which of course they are, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. But Trinidad A, I mean, same thing with the Tranks. When the Tranks 500 came out, it's like, oh, my gosh, we could do something smaller. So it's the same kind of input you give the engineers from a standpoint. How much influence, I mean, of course, when you build a reel, you have to build the reel. You have a number of rod series for the for different applications throughout the country and throughout the world. But when you build a reel, it has to have applications in a lot of different places, right?
Yes, it's a lot harder to build a reel than it is to build a rod, so it has to have somewhat of a national level, right? You know, even like Tranks 500 is specialized, you know, as that is, right? It's an awesome surface iron reel, awesome popper reel. But for the guys in like the Midwest and the upper Midwest, it throws those gigantic musky baits better than anything on the planet, right? And the guys in the Northeast for fishing stripers and bluefish and all that stuff. So the reels definitely have to have an appeal, you know, across the country. And that's how we make them.
Yeah. Why is it you spend a lot of time traveling and seeing other fisheries? Why is it that spinning technology or spinning reels here on the West Coast are taking so much slower time than, say, in Florida? Because it's like Florida, East Coast, New Jersey, New York, there it's universal there, right?
Yeah, I think the reason why it's so much more accepted in the East Coast is weather, believe it or not. They fish in a lot of wind always.
Always.
And so when you're using a casting reel and you're casting into the wind, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to use a spinning outfit to make those casts, you know, into the wind. And they just, I think that's pretty much how it all started. And here, I don't know if we're spoiled or we just have a little bit better weather. You know, obviously we do fish, you know, in the wind, but I think our sport boat captains are so good at putting the guy in position to where they make the wind to the angler's advantage versus it being a disadvantage. So we've just used conventional gear
out sense.
West.
We're also good fishermen, and our dads taught us how to not to backlash.
Yeah. And two, we have a live bait fishery, which they do in some parts of the country, but not like we have here.
Yeah, we are spoiled rotten
with
having
right.
the bait at every harbor up and down our coast.
Yes, sir.
You don't get that anywhere else in the country except for California.
Yeah. We live in a kiddie pond from the ocean standpoint, and we get live bait.
We have Everingham Brothers.
Yeah.
We have Everingham Brothers who fishes for bait all day, every day, always.
Always.
And we get to drive up. You are just 100% right. Like, we just so take for granted that no matter what is going on, you could drive your boat right now, right this second, Everingham Brothers, and put as much live bait on as you could ever want.
Yes.
No problem. Yep. Stuff.
It's the best.
No doubt about it. Hey, it's time for the CCA monthly giveaway. Okay, if you have your calendar, the Bill Varnay calendar, today's winner is going to receive a $100 AFCO shopping spree and two tickets to the Fred Hall show of your choice.
Nice.
The winning number on the back of your calendar is 2542. 2542. And need to contact CCA California by email, through Facebook. Either way, you can friend them on Facebook, Coastal Conservation Association of California on Facebook. But 2542 is the winner. Congratulations.
There awesome. How cool is that? Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another hour. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year. And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified C-Deck fabricator and installer. Install C-Deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, C-Deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the C-Deck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how C-Deck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with a stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. C-Deck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how C-Deck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the spectacular 71st annual Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, California's largest boat show, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fishery Trout Pond, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater and Test Rides, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Cosa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Wind Grips Rod Building Depot, California's largest marine electronics display, archery, scuba, free dive, fly fishing, air gun range, casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Come share the 71-year-old legacy of the Fred Hall Show as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-track cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.